Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high-quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads Podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to a very special edition of the Lads Podcast.
We made it.
We made it. We've done 5-0.
Done the big knuckles. Fucking 50. Punch that one. Fuck yeah. Well done, Barney. Fuck, we got, yeah, to 50. Mate.
Fucking who thought? Who'd have thunk it?
Why not make it a bit of a deal about it? Fuck it, you know?
So we've got some balloons in here. We've got party hats. Ken's over here. He's been on the stripper pole for about half
like
an hour.
He looks like he's licking the fucking...
He's definitely a window licker. That's for sure.
Well, before we get into the 50, you know what the fucking story is, bros. Let's just fucking smack it because it's... Fuck, it's hot again, eh? Summer. Oh, it's so good being in summer. Have you been to the beach yet?
No, mate, I've fucking been chained to a fucking shed.
Yeah.
I'm not let out.
Good. That's good to see you getting shit done.
Lucky to get fucking here.
Right, I'm going to crack.
Right out. Upper.
Good old goat crack. It's a stocko.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm going to give you like a 6.9.
Ooh, mind a 6.
Yeah, 6.9.
Oh, there's a point in the middle. Right.
6, yeah. So there's a break.
All right, give me a crack. Oh, just because of that little pop at the end, I'm going to give you a 7.0.
7.0.
You just beat me.
Winner again, winner, winner, chicken.
You know
winner.
The winner is, Barney.
Us.
Fucking this beer going down my gullet.
Mm. So currently, as we are talking, it is a Monday afternoon. Is it? Monday?
Is it?
Monday?
I'm sure it's Monday.
I've been to holiday.
Yeah, it's Monday the 30th. Yep, so Monday. It's Christmas. Oh, it's Christmas. Fuck me. It's New Year's Eve Eve.
New Year's Eve.
It's called the taint.
The taint. What do you mean the taint? How can we call the taint?
It's the bit in between two celebrations, or it's a bit in between two bits, you know?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get that fucking email because fucking last night we fucking tied one on, so.
Did ya?
Yeah, put it this way, I was fucking a bit dusty this morning.
Tell me all about it.
Fucking went over to, we've had him on the show, Benno's.
Oh, yeah.
There, yep. So just the neighbourhood Christmas party. So all the stories come out, and a few of the kids, was quite funny, a few of the kids actually piped up and said they had listened to the Benno episode.
Yeah.
And we were finding out all the trouble and shit that we were getting into and up to, and so, yeah.
Good.
We listen and we don't judge.
Good. Well, that's all it's all about, buddy. I have been doing not much except for the Christmas stuff with the family. It's been good. Getting the family, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And now we're in that fucking... awkward part of the taint. It's in between two fucking bits of goodness. So I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Two bits of goodness.
I don't know. One's good, one's bad. No, fuck, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where you found
just
that.
We'll just change subjects and just leave that right. I reckon the old taint.
The taint. You know why they call it the taint?
Because taint enough.
Well, it's taint there.
I don't know. Why do they call it the taint?
Taint, yeah. Because if you hit it, they scream out, Taint there.
Oh, right.
Something like that. Yeah, the big 5-0. We got some balloons.
Mate, we have. It's sort of it's been a bit of a journey, really, hasn't it, for that first time that we went and actually purchased the equipment to...
has been.
And just set it up in your shop and...
It's been a bit of a journey.
Yeah.
And now we're here in the studio where we've got this
table.
Studio. It's good having this studio, just having everything set up where we can just waddle on in here.
Yep.
And it's all just fucking ready to go.
Ready to
like we just simply now press a few buttons, sit down and crack tins.
And now people have been sending us free stuff.
And the exactly like
the TC coolers.
And that's part of that's
and the hats and yeah.
Isn't it pretty cool how people? Oh, doesn't that spark?
No, it doesn't squeakle.
Oh right, no, it's just not a trumpet things, one.
Yeah, not a.
Isn't it pretty cool that people are getting around us?
Yeah, it's great. It's building a little community. They say so. It's been good.
It's been good.
Good.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, probably good. We probably should give some people a bit of a shout-out that have gotten around us. I think the biggest, or not the biggest, I think the first person I'd like to shout-out to that gave us a helping hand through the start of this and through and still is Noah from Peak Productions.
Yeah, mate, shout-out like, to you.
Without Noah on our, I guess, on our call, on, you know, on our, what's that call? This, that quick call or the dial, yeah, on the favourites list.
What do we do here?
What do we do next?
What sort of gear do we need? he's helped us set up with all the camera gear and
100%.
And has let us down the lines of the everything and
setting up that camera gear, setting up how to do shit,
yep.
Giving us some information on what to do. Like he's just gone out of his way to help us, and that's been fantastic. So we love to work with people that want to work with us.
Yep.
And yeah, like
and TC Coolers who send us over these little coasters and the hats and,
Subby Coolers. Yeah, so shout out to Thomas. Yep.
And also my mate Tagline, Greg, you know who you are.
Correct.
With the shirts and stuff like that, mate. Yeah, it's been great. I'm actually wearing double merch today.
Got you the are. Shirt you got the shirt and the
CTC. CTC! it's not getting far away for that either. It's only another 4 months.
Yeah,
four
I know.
Months, 6 days.
Fucking not long, bros. So yeah, big shout out to you, and I guess another big shout out to, I mean, the people that are involved in the show. We've got so many people,
yeah.
And I think there's been a few actually call in. We might play. Should we play at the start or the end?
Let's play them at the end.
Let's play at the end.
Yeah, play at the end.
There's been some few call ins about it, so that's good. And yeah. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for listening to us.
Absolutely.
Like we can sit here dribble absolute braille.
We'd probably still do it if no one even listened, actually. So
well, exactly right.
If you had fucking zero listeners, you'd still sit here because it sounds good.
It's just awesome to see the community growing.
And you get like Ken dolls with hairy backs.
I know. I'm starting to get freebies. Yeah. Even though it's a Ken doll freebie, it's still free. And two bottles of sunscreen. Fucking.
Oh. You know how the Alpha Blokes have the little head for the sculling thing?
Oh, yeah.
We should take Ken's head off and skull out of Ken's head.
Oh. I'd rather not.
Or just squirt it out his bum for you if you think but that's no, more better for
that's
you.
That's no, it's not. it's,
I don't know.
Jesus, bro.
It's never going to be fucking forgotten.
Right. I got a story for you.
Have you? Tell me about this story.
Well, you know, we're in the middle of Christmas and New Year's.
Yep.
And there's a bit going on. I got a couple of shit stories I've got to get off my chest. When I say shit stories, they are literally shit.
Oh, you shit yourself.
So, no, but I'm going to tell you a story about something that's happened. Not to me. But there's another one. So, there's two. One you know of already. A dodgy prawns.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to name names here, but... No, I'm not going to name names. But we both know someone that's had a bit of hard time. What was that, about a week ago? It was Christmas night.
Yeah.
It was Christmas night. We got together and had a couple of beers and a mate of ours, he got some dodgy.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Prawns. Mm. I think he said that Woolworths ones too.
Yep. And yeah, ruined him.
And I think that was the day before. Might have been Christmas Eve he had him. And then Christmas Day, he pretty much spent the day hugging the bowl.
Hugging the bowl.
In the shower.
You okay, mate?
Oh, I've got the hiccups.
You got the hiccups? Yeah. You want me to do anything? It's like a Heimlich.
I didn't think you heard that. But yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, hugging the bowl, shitting himself. Well, I don't know if he shat himself. I think he was in the right position, the right, you know. If you're going to be crook, you want to be...
You want to be crook in a wet area.
You can hose it down.
Hose it down, fucking get rid of it.
Yep.
Lay naked on the floor of the bottom of the shower and just let everything...
Let your body do it, right?
Because
you know it's not just a quick... You know it's not just a quick little five-minute thing that you got to deal with. It's going to be around for a few hours, half a day, and it might even knock you for the whole day.
Yeah, like getting a priest in and fucking purging you and sort of... What do they call those fucking things where the priest comes in and belts you with the Bible and... Gets all the bad out of you. Exorcisms.
Oh, right.
Exorcism.
You've got to get it out.
Yeah.
So that's one story. Dodgy prawns. We might come back to dodgy prawns, but yeah. And then, you know what that did? Was then we had prawns that night, as in ready to eat for our Christmas night dinner.
Yep.
And this guy was telling us all about his bad episode over a dodgy prawn. Now, I'm sitting at the table. Looking at a bowl of prawns. The prawns are looking back at me. We're having a stare-off competition. I'm like, are you going to fuck me over? You know, because it only takes one dodgy prawn.
Is it worth it?
And a bowl of prawns are just like, God, so good.
Yeah.
But then there's that whole, I had to push through it. I had to just, you know, show up and do it.
So you were good?
I went there.
Yep.
First of all, it's making the decision, are you going to go there? Like, you could steer away from it and go, you know, there's plenty of cold meats. There's plenty of bloody pasta bake or whatever. Just get into that. But then the big bowl of prawns are looking at you going. So anyway, I made the decision to peel one first and feel it. And I'm like, you feel good.
Yep.
You smell good.
I reckon it's in the peeling. If it peels off really easy, I reckon that's fresh. If it takes a bit of peeling.
Yeah, and you can feel a dodgy one, I reckon, eh?
It's squishy, yeah, where it's eyes. Yeah. Yep.
So I went there, peeled him, went into it. And after the first one, I was still a little bit scared of going to the second and third, but, you know, I pushed through it.
Yep.
Just fucking did it. Just manned up.
Manned up.
Fucking manned
up. Turned up. You fucking turned
up. Just manned up, smashed these prawns, and I'm like, right, I'm done it.
Yep.
If I shit myself tomorrow or I get sick, that's just the way the cookie's going to crumble.
Yeah, that was funny when he told us that, and then you're walking in there and you've got bloody heaps of prawns on the table and shit like that. It's just going, he's fuck Christmas.
Oh, no.
He's fuck Christmas.
Well, anyway, so shout out to you.
Yeah.
Another one I've got to shout. I've got to tell you the story. This is fucking funny.
Do I know this person?
No, I don't think you've met him. I don't want to say. Okay, he's my cousin.
Right,
I'm going to leave it at that. I've got heaps of cousins. All right, so... I was driving through Bowie and I had to stop and get some fuel. So I pulled up at the 7-Eleven there and I'm filling up fuel. And I seen my cousin drive in and I think he's seen me because he's just gone, fuck, it's Steph. Help me. And I've looked over and he's driving into the fuel bowser. And he's going, you got to help me. And he said, I'll wait for you to finish though. And I'm like, right, so I'm fueling up. So... And he was like three bowsers down where the spare one was.
Yeah.
So I'm looking down at him as I'm still finished and he didn't get out of his car. And I'm like, fuck, righto. So I finished fueling my car up. I put it in. And I didn't go in and pay for it. I just came up and went, I said, dude, what's up? He's like, I can't get out of my car because I've shit myself. But I can't drive home because I don't have enough fuel to get home. So I need you to give me a quick splash so I can get home.
Run in and pay for it.
And I'm like, you what? And I said, he said, I've shit myself. If I get out, it's going to run down my legs.
How fucking lucky was he to have someone like you?
So
there?
I said to him, and he's like, here's my card. I'm like, dude, I ain't touching that. I'll put fucking $10 in there. Yeah. I'll pay for it. I don't care. I'm like, have you done a property? And he's going, yeah. And I've gone, fuck, all right, dude. So in that moment, I'm just, fuck yeah, I'll fill you up. All right. So I put $10 in there. And then I said, right, just stay here until I pay for it so it doesn't look like you've done a runner. So I've just gone in, I paid for the two Bowsers, right? And then I gave him the thumbs up and off he went. Yeah. And I went, there's more to this. I need to find out. I need to know. So I left it a couple of hours and I rung him and I'm like, dude, you need to tell me what the fuck that was about. And he's going, oh, dude, it was not good. It was not pretty. It smelled bad. And I'm like, yeah, well, I didn't get a whiff of it, but I'm glad I didn't.
Oh.
And he said, it was just, it came on. He said, well, I left Canungra and kind of got to Bididaba. And he's like, oh, he got uncomfortable.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, I better do a shit. I better get to Bud Desert. So, and then he said, I'll just drive straight up to like Macca's or somewhere and just go and have a crap because he couldn't get home. He's like, drive.
This is serious.
He got to just 5K out of Bowie and he is saying that he was squinching his butt cheeks trying to hold it in at this stage. He had all the windows down because he said the air conditioning was just too cold for him. So he put all the windows down. He started getting hot flushes. He took his shirt off and to sit on it because he knew it was coming and he didn't want the shit to go on his seat.
He put the white flag up. He surrendered. He went, fuck, I'm just going to do it in advance.
So he jammed his shirt under his ass and he tried to stop it. He just said
it's coming.
It just went. And he said it wasn't solid. And he's like, anyway, so it was just all, it was all yuck. And I said, wow, that came on quick. And he's going, yeah, fucking real bad. So anyway, he absolutely shit himself.
Proper shit. Fucking shit yourself.
Proper shit. And I said to him, I've got to tell this story because he's a listener.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell this story. And he's like, fucking, just don't say my name.
What sort of cunt would you be to sit there and go, nana, you're getting out with your fucking poopy pants.
I need
and you're going to fucking fill your car, let every cunt watch, and then you're going to fucking frog march in there and fucking
At the time, I didn't think of those sorts of like,
because you're a good person.
Yeah, well, at the time, I'm like, sometimes. Dude, yeah, I'll help you out. No worries. Yeah. I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
So send
Stiffy photos. You'd have photos.
Oh.
Fucking send him some photos.
I don't want photos of shit.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Fucking send him some photos.
Anyway, that's a story about a couple of blokes that have just had some nasty issues.
Yeah.
I don't think his was prawns related. I just think he's had a bit going on with, Christmas. He's in drinking too much, eating too much, just fucking having fun. Yep. You know what it is? It's fun.
It's fun. And know what also it's called? It's called the Ings.
It's called the Ings or Ings?
I-N-G.
Oh.
S. Ings.
Because it's...
It's the eating, the drinking, rooting, the fucking... It's all the Ings. And it's the fuck... Oh, actually, if you got your fuck off music, give it to me. Give me your fuck off music now while I remember.
Sorry,
I got to fuck up.
Oh, you got to what? Fuck off. Jeez, I'm not even ready for that.
Sorry, mate. That was my bad. That's my ADHD coming into fucking work straight away.
All right. Well, I'll see if it works. Hopefully it fucking does anyway.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
You go first.
I'm going to go first. Okay. Fucking Christmas lunch leftovers.
Oh.
Like, eating them way too long. Like, it's just, I'm fucking done eating ham.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done eating ham. I'm not actually done eating the potato fucking salad from Nanny. Thank you very much, Nanny, for the potato salad. I can actually keep on eating that.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, you're just eating leftovers.
Mm.
Leftovers.
It always happens, doesn't it? Especially if you have
more left.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Davis. A Christmas Eve thing, a Christmas morning thing, a Christmas night thing.
Yeah, so that's my fuck off. You can fuck off. I just want a simple, just give me a pie. Give me a pie on Christmas Day, and then we'll get something fresh and yummy for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Eating
and
way too much.
Potato salad.
Yeah.
Then he's potato salad.
I actually just enjoy when you go somewhere and you just have finger food, as in don't even have a fucking main meal. If it's like a evening thing, let's just say, yeah, have the lollies, have the chips, have the dips, you know, the the bread, not the breads, the cob loaves. You know, have the cob loaves.
I made one yesterday.
Did you? Have the cheesy balls. Have all those yummy little things. Like, just have heaps of them.
Yep.
And of course, heaps of piss.
Yeah, and grazing.
Oh, just and the prawns.
Walking and grazing.
You know, have the prawns. And
not off
not,
ones.
Not the dodgy ones.
No, they can fuck.
But I'll tell you what, once you've done that, and you're sitting around drinking and you're talking and your finger, you're fucking picking, you're grazing, I'm done. I don't need a feed. I'm like, I'm fucking done. I'm full.
I fucking hear you. I'm done.
I'd rather put more piss in me gullet than sit down and try and fucking gnaw through a turkey or a fucking ham.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, fucking.
Fuck off. I'm feeding it all to the chickens. So
how much goes to waste?
Oh, too much. And that's probably the other thing you look at. Yeah, I fucking hate wasting food. You know what also I hate? Actually got two. I've got an empty beer, so I can get another one.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's get straight into it. Hang on. All right, Barney, let's get into that fridge, eh? What's that fucking fridge got?
Open her up.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, mate. I'm in a...
some goldie ones in here.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck yeah. Let's clean this fridge right out. I'll have one of those vodka lemonades, bros.
Right out.
What do you got?
I've got a standard CC. You still haven't reached out, fucking CC. So, fucking send us
your
message.
I just got a sneaky feeling I'm going to beat you in this crack off, all right?
Well,
just,
I've fucking got...
I reckon I'll beat... Let's just crack.
Rightio.
All right, here we go. That was a quick, solid crack, and I like that. Give me yours. How come it only sound like half a crack?
Because I fucking got down the fridge and fucking started cracking the cunt straight up.
So I'm just going to fucking default and win that one.
You fucking won, mate. That's a 9-6, I reckon.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, I know.
Is that a first?
It's the standard can that I drink all the time, so I just open it.
Well, it's happened on 50 episodes, so who gives a fuck?
It did.
Now, where the fuck were we?
Okay, so we just done a little bit of a fuck off. Do you have a fuck off?
Oh, yeah, I do have a fuck off.
You do have a fuck off, right?
My fuck off. And my fuck off is actually not so bad, but anyway, I'm just going to tell you. Brake cleaner.
Yep.
Brake cleaner can go and get fucked.
Why? I love brake cleaner.
Yes, so do I. Because this. Tell me, what do you use brake cleaner for?
Cleaning.
Yep. And how good is
anything.
It? How
everything.
Good is it? Yep.
Skin, everything.
Yeah. What happens when you get it in your fucking eyeball?
Oh, yeah, that burn.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got a lot of nasty chemicals
and
in there.
And today.
Into a cut as well.
It was a freshie. I can't even fucking find it. There's this tiny little. I can't even find which finger it was. Oh, it's nearly gone.
Yeah.
It's just there. It's like this tiny little. Yeah. I was cleaning this engine today.
Meow, meow.
And I'm like, oh, this is. And blood's still running out of it. I'm like, I'm left handed. This cuts on the right hand. And I'm holding this thing. I'm like, all right, let's do a reversal. So I'm doing it back to front because I knew it was just going to fill up full of brake cleaner. And I don't mind. But it was a freshie. So anyway, I'm spraying away. Splash back. Still got him. Brake cleaner straight into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
You're charged. That's probably going to clean the cholesterol.
It's
kind of
like a 9-volt battery. Yeah. You know it's going to tingle, but you can't stop doing it.
Just keep on doing it.
There's a 9-volt battery sitting in front of you. You're going to fucking put your tongue on it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was cursing and swearing, but at the same time, I'm like, I kind of like it.
More.
Whoops.
He's all about the pain.
Have you seen those guys on TikTok or wherever it is? Then they've got. Oh shit! When they've got one can of brake clean left, and they've got to use it like sparingly, like they
oh fuck! And they just, has that ever happened?
Just like a little bit here and a little bit there, versus the guy that's got like a pallet of it, and he picks it upside down, smacks it on a fucking corner of the bench, and just fucking floods it within like 0.35 seconds.
Yeah,
the whole tin just goes.
Yeah.
How good's Brake Clean? Shout out to your Brake Clean.
Yeah, fucking. And Carby Cleaner.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Carby Cleaner's good. That's Carby, even better.
Carby Cleaner, yeah, well, Carby Cleaner dries. Yeah, it dries.
It'll take paint off too.
Oh, fucker, yeah. Mm. They're very toxic. Mm. I reckon if you took a blood sample of my bloods, there would be some form of Carby Cleaner / Brake Cleaner.
Oh, petrol.
Levels of fucking toxins in my system.
100% would be.
I love it. Especially when it gets in the eyeballs. Too. The eyes are like, you don't even need to run to the tap. Fuck that. Just man up.
Yeah.
Just if you cop it in the eye with a bit of Brake Clean, don't even close your eyes. Just stand there and fucking hold the thing wide open and enjoy the pain.
Yep.
Because you know it's not going to happen again for a while.
And if you've just joined us right now, we are talking about Brake Clean in the eye, nothing else about in the eye. Hey, Stiffy. You're not talking about like men ejaculating in your eye or anything like that.
Dude, it could have sounded like
if someone just turned on there and walked in the room, they could have been going, this
could
be. Who
knows? Did you do the blowhole?
Oh, no, I did
That's
not.
Been your fucking job for the last couple of weeks.
Fuck, mate, I've
Are you scared?
Been fucking busy.
I think you're scared.
I've been busy
as fuck. I think if you were to do it, you'd get an uppercut.
No. I'm doing it. I'm doing it tonight. Tonight's her lucky night. She doesn't listen. Well, she won't listen to this one anyway. Because it won't be out yet. So, blowhole.
Put it in your to-do list.
Blowhole.
Hey, mate. Talking about our 50th episode... What do people do to get onto us? What have we got? Let's talk about our socials.
We've got the voice message to us.
Oh, you can do that too.
Yep, on your phone.
Yep.
Do that and get onto the social. Now I know why you're looking at me like this. So theladspotty@gmail.com is where you send your voice messages to. We're on the TikTok, we're on the Facebook, and we're on the Instagram.
Of course we are. And we're smashing out a few vids every now and then, which is good. Yeah. So jump on to Facebook, all of those ones, Facebook, TikTok, Insta.
Yep.
And just give us a like. Yep. Show us that you're enjoying it.
Mate, are we able to press pause? I've just got his phone call coming in. Yeah, that I actually. Sorry about that. Mate, I had to take that
that's
call.
That's cool, right? That's very important stuff going on.
It was, mate. There's lots of background stuff. So
I'm sure our listeners don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so we've got the TikTok, the Facebook, bloody Instagram, all those. Yep. Find us on those. The TikTok's growing. It's, got some good comments.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm going to say, is one of the one thing that's gone crazy, and I'm just going to tell you, was that poll we put up, and we haven't spoken about that yet. But anyway, it hasn't even, so it's happened. I'm a wiener. I kicked your ass.
You are a wiener, yes.
So I put the poll up of, will... hot cross buns come out before New Year's Eve?
Yep.
Or, you know, yes or no. So anyway, fucking Boxing Day, mate.
Fuck, they were there. That's just
Boxing Day.
Rude.
They were fucking everywhere. The socials, I got smashed.
So you know every time you eat a hot cross bun, fucking the Easter Bunny fucking 9 mils of fucking a bunny rabbit too.
We're 5 months out, bruz.
I know.
There's a lot of bunny rabbits.
Just fucked.
There's a culling.
I'm not going to eat one. I'm not buying them.
Oh, I've already had one. I didn't buy one, but I have
loyal to the cause.
Yeah. Anyway,
we should have a strike next
year. There's
going to
be a culling.
Fucking no one eats them.
There's a fucking serious 5 months culling coming up with fucking bunny rabbits for you.
Poor little bunnies.
Obviously, there's plenty of them. If they're going to do a 5 months cull. Yeah. There we go. So yeah, that was good, and that went nuts on socials.
Did it? Nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's been good. Talking about the Christmas break, I run an Esky in the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I've got a fridge in the back of the car, but I don't have it hooked up to a secondary battery, so it'll only run when the car's running, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is good to have, but I don't use it all the time. But throughout this period where you're coming and going and whatnot, I just fill it up full of piss and then put some bags of ice in there. Anyway, that was all good. Everything was cold. It was good. And then it was the next day, I was like, fuck, I really could probably put another half a bag in there. A full bag's not going to fit, but a half a bag's going to fit. So shout out to fucking on the servos. I didn't even know where I was. It had the big ice cube out the front where the forklift just brought it off and it was still wrapped up in that foil stuff.
Yep.
Sitting out in the fucking sun.
Yep.
Because obviously every cunt's buying ice. But instead of them loading it into the ice box, it just sat there in the driveway.
Yep.
So I said, I want a bag of ice. And he's going, yeah, right, just pick one out of there. And I'm like, yeah, righto. That might not be fucking, that'd be melted. Anyway, they were still fucking solid. But I tactically went. He said, "Oh, I walked back in." I said, "This one's fucking melted." He's gone. Just grab a freshie. And I've gone, right. So I grabbed the freshie and I took the half-melted one. So the half-melted one fitted perfect. And the freshie that I got for free, took it with me and filled up my old mate's fucking esky.
You've had a win.
So I got a 2-for-1.
You had a little win.
And the little bit of water, you know how you get that slurry? You want sometimes a slurry in the esky? Just to get that water, that cold water to hug your cans. And I like that bit of slurry. The only thing about the slurry is it makes your cans fucking rub and get... Rubs a little... It doesn't matter. You're just going to fucking smash them.
I'm not looking at them. It's like fucking...
Yeah.
Don't look at the mantelpiece when you smash... When you're fucking stoking the fire, dude. Fucking sticky, sticky. So, on that note...
Yeah.
Is the old ice fucking trick. I fucking hate wasting half a bag of ice.
Yes.
They should sell half bags.
Should they?
They should do. Yeah. And I hate buying ice. And I actually bought an ice machine today. Well, I didn't. Holly did. So.
Yeah.
So we've got a little ice machine now in the kitchen bench and it just spits out fucking ice. It's good.
So. You don't like buying half bag ice?
I hate chucking it out. Like, you're not going to use it. I actually hate buying ice altogether. It fucking bores me.
It's just frozen water that falls out of the sky and it's $5 a bag.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
But you're buying it and you know, because you've got so much fucking piss in there.
Mm.
So, but on another note with that too, can you do me up a poll?
I want another
poll.
I'd love it. Oh, there goes the fucking door.
That door, she shot.
Must be a storm coming.
Shot. So on this poll, I would like to have a fucking find out, is beer better on an ice slurry or out of a fridge?
Is beer better?
Out of an esky? Like you're fucking diving deep and you're fucking pulling a nice cold one out of an esky? Or is it better coming out of a fridge? I reckon it tastes better when it comes out of the fridge, personally. Out of the esky, sorry.
I get your shit ready. Okay, so I've just wrote that in so I can remember.
Yep.
So you want me to ask a question?
Yep.
Which beer do you prefer? And then have two answers. Which?
Is it better coming out of a fridge? All tins. We'll go tins.
We're going to go tins. Yep. Yeah.
Tins. So is it better coming out of a fridge or is it better coming out of an esky with an ice?
Yep.
What do you prefer?
I actually prefer the slurry, the icy slurry. Yep. Yeah, I think it's going to be cold. It's got to be colder.
It's got to be colder.
Because the ice is frozen.
And it's that little bit of pain fucking sort of getting in there. So you're getting amongst your work. Like you just walk out of the fridge. Nothing dangerous happened.
How good
no
is it?
No one nearly died.
The other day, I was trying to fish out one can and I had kids' soft drinks and water in there and I'm fishing through the fucking icy water and that hand was getting numb because I was in and out two or three times. I couldn't find the one can I was after, so I got in with the other hand, fishing around in there. And then I finally found it. I'm like, yeah, win. But then you're walking away. Both hands are like...
Fucking frozen.
Just like, oh, yeah, feel the burn.
Feel the burn. And that, a little bit of pain. Pleasure and pain.
Love it. All right, so I'll put that poll up.
Yep, do that.
We'll see how that goes. So that's good. Oh, went to the beach yesterday.
Did you?
Yesterday.
Fucking, that'd be horrible. I hate the beach.
No, I went there early in the morning. Sand and water. I was out of there by 10:30. But I got there pretty early, maybe 7. Might even a bit earlier. And question. You would think the... Okay, bikinis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got some different shaped women, of course, because only women wear bikinis. You got big ones, you got small ones. You got
not anymore.
Skinny ones, you got big ones, you got tall ones, you got short ones, right? All of these ones. They're all wearing bikinis. Now, the amount of material that a bikini has isn't much.
No, not these days.
No, not these days. So, the question is, how much do you pay for a bikini? And is a size 6 or size 8 bikini cheaper than a size 14, 16, 18, 20, whatever?
It should be. More material.
But is it fat shaming?
No, not fat shaming, but yeah. So if you need 2 seats to get on an aeroplane, and
you've got
to
buy 2 seats.
You've got to buy 2 fucking, yeah, you probably have to buy 2 lots of costumes, so it should be dearer.
So, if I'm just like thinking, a woman walking up into City Beach or wherever, and that's a bigger girl, and she wants to wear a bikini, she doesn't care about her body, that's good on you.
Yep.
But she wants to, you know, but yet she sees the size 6s are at fucking,
well,
let's
there's
just
some
say,
research for you. I'll do the blow.
Let's say
the
it's that $29, right?
Yeah.
With a knot. Normally, bikini's like $60 or whatever. I wouldn't know. But then the big ones at the back of the pile are like $120 because there's more material.
Yep.
Or should it be the other way around? Should they be cheaper?
Well, same, really. Sort of dearer as they get bigger or, cheaper and, start
the less material.
What's the middle though? Now we're fat shaming. Shouldn't be fat shame.
Who cares?
But no, I reckon they should be fucking dearer. Big girls got to pay more. Oh, fucking smacked in the fucking choppers for that.
Pay more. Well, they do for an aeroplane. Yeah. If they're that big, they got to take up two seats. Would, they got to pay for two seats.
That's what we're talking. We're not just talking fucking size. Fucking,
and we're not just talking about women here.
No, nah, men
like
too.
If a man's going to buy, a dick tog, a DT?
Yeah. Yeah, Benno's son ran out in the fucking G-string in a fucking little bikini last night. And I chased him around the pool and dived in and caught him. So he thought he was had. He thought he was had. So.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, no, fucking really good night last night. Fucking played up like a secondhand fucking lawnmower. Like, put six beers in my fucking esky.
Yep.
Going down to fucking quicksand, as we call it, knowing that we're going to have a fucking few beers. So I sent Jake back for another six pack.
Yep.
And sent him back for another two.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, mate. It was just
turned it on.
Fuck, it was just... You know those nights and it just happens.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just... You know, I went down there for a little Chrissy party and fucking say hello to the neighbours and shit.
Yep.
And neck minute.
Yep,
she's
it's on.
Fuck, mate, she's on. She's on like donkey.
They're always the good ones.
And good to see all the kids too. So a lot of the kids now are sort of legal age now having a beer with us. And
yep.
Yeah, so they only tolerate us for a little bit and then they fuck off, which is also good too. So And good. The red light's out. No,
it's back on. Dakar.
Oh, yes.
Just around the corner. You are sweating your fucking nuts off. Is that because that door just shut or what?
I don't know. I reckon it might be. So
Dakar.
Mm-hmm.
25, as in 2025, starts on the 3rd. Actually, might be the 4th of January.
Yep.
It's just around the corner. As in, fuck, it's only 5 days away.
Are you going to have a TV on at the workshop?
No, because it's all actually done through the app. If you download the Dakar app, you can... It's pretty cool, actually. I haven't done it yet, but I've been told about it. You download the Dakar app, and then you can pretty much pick whatever... car, bike, truck, whatever you want to follow.
Yep.
And it'll send you notifications every sort of 20 minutes or half hour or hour when they go through checkpoints. You can see them and it's live, like it's pretty good. And then at the end of the day, I think also the app will show you the highlights, the video highlights as well, like through either YouTube or whatever.
Oh, you'll have to send me that link and we'll also put it up in the, the socials or something like that too. So
shout out to TP, Toby. Because he's actually back in the Dakar this year, not on two wheels as he has famously done for many years. It's all on four wheels.
This podcast is supported by the original organic bedding and bath brand, Koyuchi.
Koyuchi has spent 35 years pioneering quality organic textiles, long before the word organic became, trendy. But words matter to Koyuchi. Words like craftsmanship, longevity, and wellness. So what does the word wellness mean to Koyuchi? It means that all of our products are absolutely free from harsh chemicals and dangerous toxins that can seep into your skin. It means effortless style that looks as good as it feels with naturally breathable, pre-washed organic cotton. And what does all of that mean to you? Well, it means that you can sleep well in Koyuchi's crisp, cool, luxuriously soft sheets that are ethically made and made with you in mind. Live well, sleep well. With Koyuchi. Get 15% off your first order when you visit Koyuchi.com. That's Koyuchi.com to get 15% off. Koyuchi.com.
Yeah, so Toby Price will start the Dakar. And now his navvy is Sam Sutherland.
Yeah.
Who they used to race together on the two wheels. So Sam's jumping in the navvy seat. So I don't know how much navvy work he's done. Leading up to the Dakar, no doubt he's done it.
Yeah.
He's prepared for it. But I think, I don't know how many races he's done, but this would be the biggest race he'd ever done for Navi anyway. he's pretty much going to have 12 days of sitting in that. And you know what? Some people actually get car sick because you're just...
Oh, 100%.
You're just floating like...
Yep.
You're just floating. So hopefully he's ready for it. So, big shout out to TP.
Yep. Keep an eye on that too. And, we'll sort of report back on that one a bit
definitely.
Too.
So, man, that's good. Now, you want to get into... You sent me a song, didn't you?
I did actually, yeah. So, my song for the 50th.
So do you want
a bit of a cricket song? Yeah, let's have a song off.
Righto, let's get into our songs. Now I've got to go to the other folder to grab this. All right, so now this is all about summer, isn't it? Because summer in Australia is all about cricket.
Yep.
So this is your song of the week. Here we go. You ready?
Yep, do it.
Oi, Tails. You're dreaming, mate. Down to fine leg.
Stiff, mate.
See you at the end of the day, Tails.
Someone's got to do it.
I'm looking for a man at fine leg. Can't run, bats nine, balls pies. Fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies. Fine leg. All the ladies wondering where's the man of their dreams. Well, he's at fine leg, counting down the minutes till tea.
How many overs left, huh?
Takes pride in the spread, checking Susie used the preheat.
Is the oven on?
Check his daily steps, he's working up a sweat, get the man a feed. He's the man at fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies. Fine leg, can't run. Nine, balls pies, fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies, fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies. He chucks them up, genuine pie, doesn't give a fuck. In the pads all day, bats nine and then makes a duck.
Quack. The shower's cold.
Yeah, he dreams of being in the court in one day. Told the missus he'll be back on Sunday. Over to over, end to end. He'll be stuck at fine till they take number 10. Get a load of fine leg.
He's not warming up, is he?
Yeah, what do you reckon, Doss?
He's warming up his shoulder when he never get a bowl. Spacing out his run up when he never take a hole. Brand new bat says he wants to knock it in. When all he does is feels, go and chuck it in the bin. A grade bouncing his head at training. One guy sweeping the pitch when it's raining.
His commitment to the sport is something that we've never seen.
That's why the man of fine is integral to the team. Fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies. Fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies. Fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies. Fine leg, can't run, bats nine, balls pies.
Pies, aerial floaters.
How good is that?
Fuck, I heard that this morning and went, fucking, that's my song.
That's the guys from Sheepmates. Now, I didn't think they did many songs, that, so I'll have to follow it because they normally do the voiceover recordings of like old cricket and AFL or whatever.
Yep.
Classic fucking.
That is, yeah. I listened to that and I've actually been listening to a bit of the cricket and watching a bit too this have year. You? So I'm an added fucking I hate cricket fucking.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year it's just been a bit different. I'm fucking.
Been into it.
So yeah, been fucking. Yeah, nice. Been following a little bit. So
Shout out to the Shep mates, Shepmates on Instagram. That's a fucking pearl of a song.
It is. Give me yours.
It's got a bit of a beat about it. So mine, mate, I have just got, being this is our 50th, it sort of plays on the 50th. It plays on, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. And I didn't go, and this is going to be probably my only original song I bring to the table.
Wow.
So I'm going OG.
Must be good.
And it's all about, I won't say the word because you'll know as soon as I start playing it. But here we go. This is the Big Stiff Man Song of the Week. And yeah, happy 50th and happy New Year's Eve.
Hit me with it.
Woohoo! It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with.
There you go.
Well done.
Mate, how good's that for an OG?
That was a good one. What year did that come out?
That's in the 80s.
That's in the 80s,
That's like early 80s.
Yeah.
But that's a song that gets played every fucking New Year's Eve. It has to be played.
100% it does.
Actually,
you know what I want to do for that? I want to actually celebrate. I'm going to get a bottle out of the fridge.
Oh, okay. I'll press pause. Hang on a sec. Righto, we're back on air. Barney's over here fucking going to the fridge. The big fridge, and it wasn't even in the big fridge. We'd already put it in the little fridge. So let me open up the little fridge. There you go. That's open. And he's walking around fucking
balloons.
Fucking balloons. Having a bit of a tug there, a bit of a rub.
Mate, chuck us that little glass.
So, yeah, that's celebrations.
Mm.
So let's celebrate.
Yep.
With a bit of, what have you got here?
We've got a bit of sheepdog.
Oh, a bit of, get the dog out.
Get the dirty dog.
Who let the dogs out? Do you neck this or do you sip it?
Mate, you can neck this one. We'll sip the next one.
How come I got a bigger glass?
Neck one, sip one. I'll just slug out of the bottle. How good. You did get a big one, didn't you?
Thank you. That's what they all say. Holy shit, that went down sideways.
You're a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to...
My next bit started playing. Oh my God, I think it nearly came out of my nose. I looked over at you, started laughing.
She's, she got some heat.
That dog's on heat.
Bitch going to bite me.
Holy fuck.
Oh yeah, there's not much more of that.
No,
so
but
that's good,
dude,
so.
Down the fucking...
Actually, got a bottle of Fireballs. I should have brought that in too.
Oh, so. There's a bottle of wet pussy in there too.
Is there? Oh, that might be next. We've got a little sipper one now, so.
Yeah, a little sipper?
Yep. So, right, so who won?
Out of what?
Do we have to have a winner and a loser?
No, I think they're both. Yeah. They are fantastic songs this week.
I thought that summed up the Australian, what did you call it? The fucking...
The Australian summer?
The taint. The fucking little bit in between.
But that's the song of the week. Oh, I do have my next thing I was going to... Oh, don't start playing this thing. That's motivation. Let's not get into that shit.
That shit.
So talking about New Year's Eve, right? Do you do the whole New Year's Eve... I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for?
Celebrations.
Celebrations or... What's the word I'm looking for when you make a... Make something. I'm going to do this. I'm going to
a party.
No. For New Year's resolution. Fuck.
Resolution. No.
Do you do any resolutions?
I don't think I will.
No, I won't be either.
I don't think I will.
The only thing I want to bring to the table, being that it's now the second last day of the year, this is my tip for the week and my advice for the week. Don't forget to do the biggest, dirtiest fucking shit before midnight, December 31st. 2024, because you don't want to carry the same shit from last year into 2025.
Like it. Do a big dump.
Just, any dump shit that you've got fucking on the tables or backed up, make sure you fucking drop that off at the pool before you crack into 2025.
You know what? I'll drink to that.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Yeah, fuck off 2024.
Let's not carry the same shit around.
2024 has been good. It's been bad. It's ugly. It's good. But next year's going to be better.
Fucking can't wait. Down the hatch, bros. Oh, that's going to put hairs on my fucking balls, I reckon.
Oh, that's going to be real hard too, because fucking Stiffy's a hairless man.
Fuck.
Shout out to all the hairless men out there doing it tough over Christmas.
Woof. That's a fucking dirty dog.
I actually need to get another can too because I'm out of both these other cans.
Oh, righto. Fucking smacking up.
Sorry.
We're pressing pause here a lot, but that's... Oh, we got to open our fucking cans first here, bros.
Fucking, let's get into it.
Am I cracking first? Of course I am.
Always.
Always crack. Oh, just a fucking ripper. I'm just ripping mine. Well done.
Oh, I reckon... I won.
Yeah, fucking off. Yeah. Mate, let's move on to this next bit. We've had a few call-ins because everyone's known that our 50th was going to come up pretty soon.
Yep.
So we've had a few people call in, which is good. And,
play them.
Send us some lovely wishes.
Oh, I can imagine. I reckon you're going to get an ass hiding fucking probably. Back hair.
Anyway, let's play the first one.
Right out. Do it.
Hey, Stiffy, Barney. Yes, Benno. From back in 34 episode.
Yeah, Benno.
Wishing you lads a congrats on the 50th episode.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Cheers, mate.
Congrats. Looking forward to more of these awesome shit-talking yarns. and just a reminder that I'm still carryover champ in the crack-off.
He just cracked on.
Oh.
Still got it.
Yeah. Fuck, that was a good crack off that one.
All the best, boys.
Well done.
Festive season. See ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye. Thanks, Benno.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
How good's that?
Jeez, mate. I'll drink to that again.
That was from Benno. Episode 34.
Driveway last night. It's fucking beyond me, eh?
So that was 16 episodes ago. And it feels like yesterday you were sitting in here drinking with us. How fuck it goes quick. What is that? Is that a shart?
That was a little burp.
Oh.
Just a little one.
It didn't look like a burp. It looked like you were struggling through a shart. There's a burp for you guys. Fuck. Sorry about loud that. And proud.
Yeah.
It's our 50th fucking burp away you
fuck
want.
Fuck off.
Oh, Jesus. Man, this dog is coming up on me. I'm sure we're getting a bit loose here now.
This dog's come all
I'm
going to
edit that bit out.
No, you're not. You don't know how to edit.
No, I don't know.
We don't know. You just fucking download, getting... fucking send, play.
All right. Let me play another one. Oh, God. That's fucking funny. Here we go. Let's see if this plays.
Hey, g'day, lads. Barney, Stiffy.
Oh, it's Jeff.
That's Stiffy's little handsome brother here, Jeff. Out on the rig here.
He's out on the rig. He's out on the oil rig.
Congratulations to you guys.
He's out on the oil rig.
50 episodes. Wow. Who would have thought you would have made it that far? Anyway, I can't have a beer out here, so I thought I'd give you Zero Coke. I'm going to crack a Zero Coke and see how that goes. He's ready? You listening?
Ooh, solid.
Yeah, that's no good. That didn't real crack real good.
No, it did.
But anyway, boys, congratulations. I wish you all the best. And here's to another great 50 more, eh? Righto, catches.
Yeah, right. Yeah, wow. Cheers. That's him on the gas rig in the background.
Nice. That's good to see that sort of shit, eh?
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah, like, that's pretty cool.
When he was panning around, there's just nothing.
It's just the ocean,
there's
though.
Nothing. There's nothing but that fucking gas rig.
But it was a good crack.
Yeah,
it was a non. It was a non-alcoholic crack because he can't drink right now.
Well,
but
no.
Fucking, that's good.
We should get him back on.
We'll get him back on because no doubt he's always got plenty of yarns.
Yeah,
plenty of yarns from the young fella.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, fucking oath. So that was
my name's Jeff.
Oh, dude, I have seen so many of those. My name is Jeff. So many of them. Fuck, it's funny.
Oh, cheers, mate. Thanks for the call in. So that was great.
Fuck yeah. Cheers, mate. What have I got? I think I've got three more. Here we go. See who this one is.
G'day, fellas. Dirty Mick from Melbourne here.
Dirty Mick.
Fuck.
Yes.
Just wishing you all the best on your 50th.
Has this been
thanks,
magnificent
mate.
Stuff?
Thanks, Mick.
Hey, I can tell you a little story about being 50. Oh. When I turned 50, I always remember, man, trying to wipe my ass, what a nightmare. Used to wipe it in 2 minutes, now it's a 15-minute procedure, half a roll of toilet paper. It's like greasing the hub on a truck. It's a nightmare. And then just about when you think you're done, you got to wipe it one more time. Unbelievable. Anyway, I think I've got a brown crayon up there. Anyway, good on you, fellas. Yous are rippers.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm pretty sure that's not the only thing he stuck up his ass is a brown crayon.
Fucking hell. Thanks. That was Dirty Mick.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks for the kind words and the, and the still fucking got a thought brown that crayon. I can't get out.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Cheers. Thanks for listening. All right. Let's get straight into another one.
G'day, lads. Cordy's neighbour here.
Ah, Cordy's neighbour.
Just calling
neighbour.
In to congratulate you on the big 5-0.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought,
mate.
Eh?
Thanks,
pair
mate.
Of piss heads could go the distance. Well done.
Yes, sir, we did.
Big congratulations on that one.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Anyway, the missus reckoned I should ring in and say something nice.
Yeah, so
and I said to her, fuck that.
Oh, here we go.
It's Stiffy.
Oh, I know.
So I've decided over the past 50 episodes, I've taken a few notable notations.
Well, here we go.
And I'll just rattle them off. So here
we go.
Number one.
Fuck.
Barney can out-crack Stiffy 99% of the
fuck
time.
Off.
No questions asked.
No ways.
Pick up your game, Stiff.
I'll pick it up.
You're not even playing on the same field. Well done, Barney. You're a legend.
Mick, fuck off.
Number two.
Thanks, mate.
Stiffy's Beaudesert High School English education. I can only imagine what that report card said.
Oh, I don't think I've got one.
Because as we know, it's quite obvious that if you don't know a word, it's okay just to make one up. Well done, Stiff. Those of us that know you, mate, we can decipher that gibber. Well done.
It's a different wing.
Number three, and this is the big one.
Oh, fuck.
I'd just like to say congratulations to the stiff man on announcing his sexuality on international airwaves. That's huge. Back in my day, you'd have copped a flogging for doing that.
Oh, my
and
God.
Isn't it wonderful that the world's progressed to such a state that a guy, father of children, can show the real him to the whole world after a little trip to Fraser Island.
Oh,
so,
fuck.
Stiffy, on that note, mate, well done. You're a trailblazer.
Yeah, trailblazer.
And again, I've got no more words.
Oh, geez, thanks.
Other than to say, well done, boys. Love the show. Keep it up. And look forward to another 50.
Oh,
congratulations. Geez. See you, boys.
Cheers. Woo!
Cheers, Cordy's next door neighbour.
Cheers, Cordy's next door neighbour. Well, fucking hell. Jeez.
Just fucking ride your ass.
Didn't I just get a fucking roasting?
So do you, is the 50th where you come out?
Out of the closet or not? No.
You're not gay?
No.
Look, I love you just as much as I love you now.
Yeah.
But
no,
if you want to come out of the closet and fucking announce something on the 50th, well,
mate,
just walk on in.
I'm telling you, I'm not coming out of the closet, but fuck, I'm going to give 2025 a good old fucking raping and a good old whore's bath, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
This podcast is supported by the original organic bedding and bath brand, Koyuchi.
Koyuchi has spent 35 years pioneering quality organic textiles, long before the word organic became, you know, trendy. But words matter to Koyuchi. Words like craftsmanship, longevity, and wellness. So what does the word wellness mean to Koyuchi? It means that all of our products are absolutely free from harsh chemicals and dangerous toxins that can seep into your skin. It means effortless style that looks as good as it feels with naturally breathable, pre-washed organic cotton. And what does all of that mean to you? Well, it means that you can sleep well in Koyuchi's crisp, cool, luxuriously soft sheets that are ethically made and made with you in mind. Live well, sleep well with Koyuchi. Get 15% off your first order when you visit koyuchi.com. That's koyuchi.com to get 15% off. Koyuchi.com.
Fuck, that was brilliant.
Ah, oh, fuck, yeah, exactly right. My English is probably not the best to be sitting. That's why I've got a head for radio. Because I was never going to make it on TV.
We've got a camera.
Oh, fuck, we do too.
Yeah, people know what you look like.
Damn it.
Fuck, I had tears.
Mate, it's wing it till you win it, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, if you don't.
That's not it.
What is it? Isn't it wing it till you win it?
No.
What's the saying?
It's not it.
Oh, do you know what it is?
No.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake
that's what it is.
Till you make it.
Yeah.
I was fucking cracking my
You wing it till you win it. That sounds all right. Or you fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. So.
Fucking no. It's all about confidence. I reckon it's all about confidence. If you, I'm not saying I could sell ice to an Eskimo, but fuck me, I can rattle off some fucking bullshit that sounds believable.
That wants it's, to make you fucking buy.
There's nothing in it except for just confidence and just fucking deliverance. Yeah. And I can deliver anything.
You certainly can.
Even if it is bullshit. Thanks, Cordy's next door neighbour. What else did he fucking roast me for at start?
Mate, he fucking had you pegged.
Oh, the crack off. You've got to be the crack off.
I do.
Yeah. Well, 100%. Really?
Yep.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks, Cordy's next door neighbour. That's good.
Definitely winning. My back sweat.
Sweat. It's fucking, I know, right? It's gotten later in the day. Is that because we're pissing, like getting on the piss?
Oh, 100% it is.
What's going in is now coming out.
Do you want another sheepdog?
Yeah, fucking oath. I'll smoke. Fuck,
have
getting,
one of these.
Yeah, fucking drink me before we listen to the next one.
Do you like India?
Yeah. Get this dog India. It's probably a dirty old dog from India that fucking got run over by one of those trains and then they fucking milk it for its fucking goodness.
You got more than me.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers, mate. Yeah. Before we get in the next one, get that down your fucking gullet. Oh, spilt it on the fucking roadcaster.
Right, yeah. If you're a roadcaster fucking technician, how do we get sheepdog out of it?
How do we get the dog out of the roadcaster? Jeez, I hope this fucking I hope this episode still keeps going.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Oh yeah.
Good.
Fucking right. Go the dog. Go the dog. All right, here's the next one.
Hey there, Starnie and Barnaby. Grandpa Pesci here.
Fuck.
Just calling in to congratulate you on your 50th.
Thanks, Grandpa Pesci.
It only seems like yesterday I'd come across you two gobbing on about nought and nothing, and look at you now. Still gobbing on about nothing and nought. But seriously, one's own head can be a scary place sometimes. Can be fabulous, but can be scary.
Mm.
It's good to have a couple of blokes you can turn to for a laugh and to think about things a little differently for a while.
Hell yeah.
I mean, how many people would freely discuss a Y-front-destroying shart or share their bi-curious sunscreen moment with you? So...
Oh, good crack.
Nice crack. 50,
nice crack.
Looking forward to you next. Give your mums a sly wink for me. Love your guts, Grandpa Pesci.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Thanks, Grandpa Pesci. You're a fucking legend.
Yeah, I'd like to just, one warning, keep an eye out for Grandpa Pesci.
Especially,
he might be missing.
Especially for anyone in the nursing home.
Anyone's mum.
Is he in a nursing home?
Oh, he must be. It sounded like it was a nursing home. It's very quiet.
If he's
so
not,
it's probably
if he's not he must be getting close, but he's
pretty old.
He's pretty old.
He's old as fuck.
Fuck yeah, that's good. Old as fuck. Jeez, I got fucking roasted again there.
You did.
Anyway, that's just what happens when you bring the goods to, you know, bring goods to the fucking, to the world.
The Queen's English and you're cracking.
My cracking?
Yeah, so this year, we talked about bloody resolutions and shit like that. So this year should be something about cracking, learn how to crack better. Yeah. Maybe get rid of those fake nails.
I'm just going to do the dirty biggest big shit at 11:58. Oh, actually, I better start before that.
Video it.
You reckon if you're going to do a big dump, when should you do it? Is it 11:30? 11:40?
I don't have that option.
You just fucking need
to go. Yeah, no, when it needs to go now.
Yeah,
meow.
Right. Now.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, excuse me, listeners, but we're on the piss and it's our 50th, so we can burp and fart and carry on as much as we want.
I wish these things had squeaky things in them.
I know. Mate, fucking well done. I don't know how much more I've got left in me.
No.
Or what I've got left on the list to talk about. Oh, here we go. There's a bit of motivation before we get into anything. Well done. Well done. Do you want me to edit that out, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know how.
I fucking don't know. I don't know how to do shit. Right, before we end it, let's get into this bit of motivational. About fucking giving things a red hot crack, I think.
You're a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to acclimate yourself to being fucking tired way more than you're not tired. Successful people understand this, guys. Successful people do not use tired as an excuse. In fact, they understand that if they push through the tired, everybody else stops when they're tired. And so by pushing through the tired, you actually create a gap between you and everybody else that you're competing with. And here's another thing that happens when you're tired. Because no one else ever pushes through when they're tired, and because you're someone that always pushes through when you're tired, you learn this unique skill set that allows you to operate at a high level when you're tired. Okay? And that's a huge competitive.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's a huge competitive edge. Push through when you're tired.
Yep.
Everyone else is going to fall off. Everyone else is going to be behind you. Fucking keep pushing.
I'm guilty.
Of just what? I've
guilty
gone,
of charge.
Yeah, really?
I've been tired. Today's not the day.
I think we've all been guilty of it, but it depends on what it is, the subject is.
Yeah, you need to push through.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah.
But we all need to have a break every now and then. But at the same time, it's like, well, if you really want something to happen and you really want something to work, and I'm taking this podcast as a bit of example, we're at 50. There's no stopping us.
5-0.
The big 5-0. The next time we have a celebration like this, it's going to be triple digits. It's going to be
the
100. It'll be the big 100.
It'll be the 100.
Because we will punch through the tired times.
Might be just you and I listening, but we're laughing.
And
fuck it, I'll tell you what, it's always good catching up with you and having a fucking beer and
getting out of your head.
The piss out of things like this fucking.
That's what mates do. That's what lads do. That's what we do. We take the piss out of, and that's, you know, I love it. I love it when everyone takes the piss out of me.
Yeah.
Because it makes them feel good and I have a fucking laugh at the whole thing. And we all know. Well, I hope we all know that it is just a joke taking the piss.
Yep.
And It's fucking funny.
Yeah.
And when you're laughing and when you're smiling and when you're exerting those feelings, it's so much better to be laughing than being in your fucking head. And our saying for the Lads Podcast is get out of your head and get into the shed. And that shed may be a different tool. It may be going to...
It could be the golf course.
It may be the golf course. Maybe the cricket club. Whatever.
Yeah, it could be the local glory hole. It could be there.
Do we have a local glory hole? Does Bow Desert have a glory hole? We should make one. We should go down with a fucking... What's those things?
Put a sticker on there.
Oh, well... I was going to say, go down with a fucking hole. A hole saw.
My name's Stiffy.
I'm going to make a glory hole. Where should I put it?
Do it.
Because if I put it, I'm going to put Barney's glory hole around it.
Yeah, 100%. On the one
where?
On the way down. No, that's a lot of brick. He's got to drill through a lot of brick.
No, it's got to be timber.
And my dick's not that big to get through.
Oh, you don't even
fucking. What's a brick? 75 mil?
Yeah.
85 mil? That's not going to fucking work.
You need a plyboard timber fucking... Yeah, like you need one of those.
A balsa. A balsa would be one of those.
You need the shitters where they just fucking balsa wood.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I reckon they'll find something in Bowie and put a glory hole. Mm. And take
just
a
make one.
And take a photo.
Just make
and
one.
And I'll upload it to
Let's
a private
make one.
Group.
Let's make one out of a fucking portaloo. That's really thin.
A glory hole in a port.
Yeah, so you can sit on the outside. You can sit on the outside and suck as many blokes off.
Oh, my God. Actually, you know what? We should put it out to our listeners as well. Like, I might do one.
Yeah.
I probably should do one.
What, a glory hole?
Make a glory hole. Not going to do a glory hole. I might make a glory hole somewhere in Bow Desert. But I want our listeners to also... I don't know, maybe get involved.
Yeah.
Like, not literally.
Like tap Stiffy on the shoulder and go, look, fuck, out
involved.
Of here, mate. You've been here for fucking 12 hours straight. You need to fucking move on.
Have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen a glory hole, like in real life?
No.
Neither have I. So I want to know if anyone's seen a real glory hole.
Mm. And where are they? Because Stiffy
there'd be an app for it, wouldn't
Stiffy
it?
Stiffy wants the man.
There'd have to be.
He wants to stay over it. Like, fuck
off. Fuck off.
Get into his work and
fucking hell. Yeah. Oh, all right. So maybe that's. Should I be making that your responsibility to make a glory hole? Or should I?
No,
that?
That's you.
That's me.
That's you.
All right. I'm going to make a glory hole.
Oh, maybe you could make it like you put the 10 cents in and fucking twist it like the old fucking.
The old fashioned machines.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man. Righto, well, that's a bit of that. I might leave that one alone now. But what I was saying...
That motivation just went under fucking
That motivation
door.
Went into... Instead of getting tired, go out and make a fucking glory hole. Push through when everyone else is getting tired. It's not what we're on about. But anyway, you listeners out there, I want you guys to be involved with this. I want to know if there's ever been a glory hole that you've seen. Where was it? What time was it? Who was it? Tell me, Grandpa Pesci must have some stories about glory holes.
Yeah, there'd be a few around.
Dirty Mick, you'd know where all that Dirty Mick would know where all the glory holes are. Yeah.
He wouldn't be going on the other side. He'd be just standing there fucking giving them.
I reckon Dirty Mick's got a weapon on him. Yeah. He probably wouldn't even fit in the hole. Righto, we're done with glory holes. Fucking hell. How did we even get onto that?
That was motivation. That's where it goes.
Dude, that's just getting on the piss and getting fucking sideways. That's what nasty. That is. Nasty. So that's, I think I'm done. I think I've got everything I need to talk about done. Happy fucking 50th, bros.
Yep.
Now, before we go to the end of this, which song are we going to go out on? Is it the celebration or is it the cricket?
It's cricket season.
It's cricket, but it's New Year's
celebration.
Eve.
Or should I do a bash up?
Should I do bash up?
Do a bash up.
A bash up?
Can you bash it up?
I'll do a big bash.
Bash. Can you splice it or not?
No, but I'll just flop between flop. That's not a glory hole. Flip. Fucking flop. I'll exit on both of them.
Right out.
Fucking hell, man! I've got sweat running down the back of my back, and it's running straight into my crack.
Yep. It's there.
And I'm half pissed, which is good. half pissed, three quarters pissed?
Absolutely. I reckon we'll have a couple more before we leave too, so.
I reckon we'll fucking have a few more before we leave, and fucking we'll talk about a bit more shit off air.
Yep.
All right, so I'm am I signing off? Or have I got anything? Have you covered everything?
No, fuck no. I've actually got enough for another show here.
Oh, fuck off.
Fuck nah. We're not even going there at the moment.
No, that's fine. I'm just checking that.
Fuck all. This is just about the catch up.
I have got something, but I'm going to leave it for next one. Anyway.
What is it?
Steve the Goat.
Oh, Bowie, yeah.
Is it Jimboomba?
Jimboomba. Yeah. At the bridge.
What is that?
I was taking a photo of myself.
You're taking a photo? You're taking a selfie?
Yeah, I was doing a selfie.
What the fuck?
I'm a 50th. Fuck off. It's my 50th too. I put my glasses on because my eyes look like piss holes.
Oh, fuck. No. I'm going to leave Steve the Goat for next episode. Oh, you are taking a selfie and I'm in the background. Yeah.
No. Bring up Steve the Goat now.
No, I want to bring it.
Fuck Steve the Goat.
No, I want to bring it to the next episode because why I'm saying that is anyone that's listening would probably know more about Steve the Goat than I do.
He's got his own Facebook page.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do some research and bring it to the next episode. You listeners out there in fucking listener land, give us a ring in about Steve the Goat because I have no idea what it is. I've only just picked up on this.
Yeah, and if you're apparently from New Zealand, it's a fucking goat. It's not a sheep, so don't touch it.
Apparently, it's been around for weeks or maybe even months.
Oh, it's been around for ages.
Has it?
Oh, it's fucking...
I've only just found out about Steve the Goat. I'm like, who the fuck's Steve the Goat?
Read some of the comments. It's fucking priceless.
Right, okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna finish on... I'm not going to talk about Steve the Goat, even though we have. I'm going to do some research. And we'll bring that to the next one, eh?
Yep. Yeah, I've got plenty for the next one too. So there's a couple of good...
That's a good burp.
A couple of good things I want to talk about.
Yeah, good.
It's not now.
All right. Well, I'll just make sure I've done everything with emails because I don't want to miss anyone if they've sent something in, which, no, we're clear. We're good. And you know what? If someone does it the late one, we're good with that. All right. So I'm going to do a mashup of both songs. Don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Happy 50th, bruz.
To you too, bruz.
Fucking, I've loved that we've gotten into it. I love doing a podcast with you.
Yeah,
I love catching up with you.
It's a good.
Love getting out of my head and getting into this shed, which is our studio, for the Lads Podcast, lifestyle adventures and daily stories. 2024 is fucking done.
Almost. There's a couple of days to go.
Tomorrow night.
Day and a bit. So,
2025, you'll be hearing us loud and proud on the airwaves. And I can't wait to do another 50 shows with you, bruz, and to get more guest episodes onto it, to go to do some exploring with the world of
That's what we started on, and that was what we sort of we will get back to is the exploring side of it.
So yeah, definitely.
We'll definitely be on some bikes very shortly and
do what we're going to do. Can't wait for it. So everyone else out there that's listening to this, happy fucking 2025. Hope it brings you joy and happiness. Anyone out there going through some stress, dude, we're here for you.
Yep.
We're thinking of yous, and you know what? You'll get through it and you'll become a better person.
Yep.
100%.
And that's why the windshield is bigger than the rear vision mirror.
So we love you from the Lads Podcast. So I'm the stiff man. I love to rub hairy backs and fucking... doing all sorts of crazy shit, but that's what we do in the first 50 episodes is bring fucking good content.
Yep.
I'm the stiff man. I'm out of here. See you later. Bye.
See's bye.
I'm trying to find it. Here we go.
Hey, Tails. You're dreaming, mate. Down to fine leg.
Stiff, mate.
See you at the end of the day, Tails.
Someone's got to do it.
I'm looking for a man at fine leg. Can't run. Bats nine. Balls pies. Fine leg. Can't run. Bats nine. Balls pies, fine leg. All the ladies wondering where's the man of their dreams. Well, he's at fine leg, counting down the minutes till tea.
How many overs left, huh?
He takes pride in the spread, checking Susie used the preheat.
Is the oven on?
Check his daily steps, he's working.
Fuck away from the pain of
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.